So our gyms haven't had their doors open for a while now. How have you guys been offering classes?
Yeah, great one. So today is actually day 72 since we shut our doors.
Wow.
So it only feels like yesterday. It's one big blur. So we've had a vibrant group fitness and personal training business. And just overnight, we pretty much had to evolve. And we took our group fitness business online. So we did live stream classes. So within 5 hours, we turned around something that we'd never done before into a full live stream online business. And then we also took our personal training and groups when we were allowed outdoors as well. So yeah, it was just a case of evolving and adapting and making it happen.
Mm. And that's one of the really hard things about this industry, right, is that you're in the business of not just helping people exercise, but, you know, keeping people motivated, you know, keeping them fit. I mean, how have you guys continued to keep your kind of client and employee contact so positive and continuous?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's just been open and honest communication and it being regular as well. So we've had consistent messaging by our newsletters, just pretty much every time an update came out. With our team, just being very much open and honest communication again with them through our WhatsApp groups. We have weekly Zoom meetings as well. Yeah, so I think that was really the key for us.
Mm. And I mean, restrictions are starting to ease a little bit, so you're able to host outdoor boot camps. But what kind of health and safety protocols have you got in place?
Yeah, so we went about 2 weeks ago, we were allowed to have groups of 10 external again, and we're very grateful for that. So we have individualized equipment set up for each client. There's a 15-minute time frame in between classes, so we can fully sanitize and sterilize equipment. Obviously, the masks or the station setup is 2 meters apart. And then we have very specific programming, which just makes sure that clients do it in situ so they don't actually have any interaction physically with each other.
Mm. And we're looking at the moment this week, hopefully, to get a bit of an announcement from the government about gyms. Are you guys going to continue this online program that you've started, or are you ready to just open your doors and get everyone back in?
Yeah, look, I think this is something that we're debating regularly inside here as a management team, and the online component is always something we've wanted to do. We've been talking about it for years, but we've kind of had our hands forced with it, you know. So I do think it will be an arm of what we do going forward. I see that we will be kind of running it like a triple hybrid. So we'll have in-studio classes, we will definitely have outdoor, and then we'll also have the online component, mainly because we won't be able to service the sheer volume of people that we used to within the studio. And look, our number one goals when this all started was, one, to keep all of our guys working full-time and on the 100% pay, and two, to keep all of our community, or as much as possible, training, healthy, active, fit.
And did you achieve those goals?
We sure did.
Wow.
Look, all of our guys have worked full-time the whole way through. And it's not even just so much working full-time. We're working more because we're working in different ways. Like, logistically, you're outdoors, you're indoors, you're online. So there's travel, you've got equipment in your car to move it from location to location. So, we're very fortunate. The team and the community that we have, they're absolutely amazing. So without their support, we definitely wouldn't be where we are right now.
Mm. Alan, thank you so much for taking the time to join me, and good luck for the week. Hope that it works
amazing
in your favour.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, man.